Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog, or alternatively, if you're listening to this on iTunes as a podcast or on my website as the audio file, welcome back to English Harmony Podcast. I'm Robbie Kukurs, English fluency expert. And in this video, or in this podcast, depending on which one you're using as a source of acquiring this information, right? In this video, I'm going to respond to a comment I received a few days ago. It's been 4 days to be more specific, and I'm really sorry for a late response, but I've been mad busy creating content for my website and dealing with my customers and whatnot. So I've finally gotten around to responding to this one, right? So the person in question has been living in the States for 4 years now, and he's working with a software company, and his English is good, and he can converse easily with native speakers on any technical topics. However, this person is struggling with simple small talk whenever it comes down to speaking with native English speakers about daily subjects. This person has major issues, and he describes the issues in two parts, basically. He can't speak as fluently or construct sentences with ease like native English speakers. And his nephew was being born there in the United States, and he's 5 years old. He can speak effortlessly about the simplest subjects, right? So, as a second point, this person thinks that he doesn't have any topics to discuss with native speakers other than work-related technical issues. And he has started to believe that this is rather a cultural thing, where people in the United States talk about things like weather, food, restaurants, simple subjects, whereas in that person's culture, people discuss more serious topics such as politics, education system, reforms, and so on and so forth. So the question is, what should I read every day to participate in such type of conversations? So, first things first. Reading alone is not going to help you, right? Reading is only going to improve your comprehension, right? But in order to be able to talk with native speakers about those subjects, you have to practice on a daily basis. So my advice would be, every day you just take a simple subject, simple topic, say weather small talk, right? And just create a dialogue. You can even write it down on the paper first and then talk through it for like 3 or 4 minutes, and you will embed all those sentences, phrases into your mind. It's how the English Harmony system works, and indeed the English Harmony system contains a full module based on small talk. Well, to be honest with you, not a full module, but one part of the fourth module, if I'm not mistaken, is dedicated to English small talk, whereby you learn to speak about such simple subjects as weather, going out, and so on and so forth, right? So English Harmony system would indeed come very handy in this, dealing with this particular issue, right? But then, yeah, so basically, it's all about speaking. Reading about it is not just gonna cut it. You can follow news, watch TV, read newspapers, browse online news articles, and so on and so forth. But when it comes down to actually speaking with real people in real life, you have to do some spoken English self-practice. Speak with yourself, and then go out there and try and find situations with other people. And obviously, you wouldn't have to be searching for too long, because you have these situations, and you can't feel comfortably in them. So by a way of doing spoken English practice first in comfort of your own home, you'll get comfortable producing the relevant sentences and phrases. And then when you go out there, meet real people and talk with them, it's going to come much, much easier for you, right? But then this same person says that the TOEFL score for him is 111 out of 120, so needless to say, his English level is very high. And he's done masters in US, and he's gone to several English speaking classes, and most of them have told him that he doesn't need those classes, because his English is pretty good. And this is, as a matter of fact, problem that I used to have years ago when I was struggling with my spoken language, right? I would attend English courses, but soon enough everyone told me, listen, your English is very good, your grammar is good, your vocabulary is perfect, and we don't really see any issues here. As far as your ability to speak in English properly is concerned, you're fine. It just takes some time maybe to become more confident and you'll get there eventually. What they missed, obviously, was the simple thing. Well, simple for me, but incomprehensible for everyone else, right? The simple thing that in order to feel fluent, confident, and be able to speak fluently, you have to rewire your brain so that you can speak spontaneously. Just because I could read and write and generally understand English, my grammar knowledge was good enough, didn't mean that I was capable of speaking fluently. But sometimes I was speaking fluently, so overall those teachers just assumed that this guy is just stressing over nothing. Basically, he wants to be perfect. Whereas I was almost perfect in grammar and reading aspects, but in as far as the speaking ability was concerned, I wasn't perfect, not by a long shot. And now, as a matter of fact, I'm not striving to be perfect, I'm just speaking, because I've done away with the whole perfection concept long ago. But anyway, going back to the original topic, it's very curious. Same thing happened to me. Many people told me my English was good enough, even though it wasn't. So it still boils down to the same thing. You have to do spoken English practice. This is the holy grail, or holy graal, whatever it's pronounced, but you get the drift, my friends. This is the main thing that's going to put you onto the right path to English fluency. Your grammar, your vocabulary, whatnot, it can all be perfect. But for as long as you don't practice your spoken English, and you don't speak about those things that you're not comfortable talking about, right? You're not going to be able to do it. So you just have to do it. Small talk is your issue. By the English Harmony system, there's plenty of lessons focusing on small talk. And obviously the entire system focuses on a wide variety of topics and subjects you can talk about. And in the end, after half year of doing all those lessons, you will be amazed at the level of fluency you will have achieved, right? If some other subjects present difficulties for you, you have to make it your point to do daily practice to talk about those subjects. Talk with yourself, find opportunities to speak with other people. If there's no one else to talk to, still do spoken self-practice, right? But you've got to talk to be able to talk. It's very simple. Simple as that, my friends. But the bottom line is, my friends, if you're not good at something, you just have to practice it. This is the secret to so many things in life, right? If you're not good at running, you've got to go out there and run. And after a couple months, you will have become a decent runner. If you're not good at maths, you just have to do some maths. You have to take some maths classes. You have to do the equations and do the sums and whatnot, and then in the end you will improve in that aspect. So if you're not good at speaking, if you're not good at small talk, you have to practice it. And only that way you will get better at it. And it has to be said that a lot of English teachers and professional bodies such as universities and classes and colleges and whatnot just don't get it. They will assess you based on your overall English level, and they'll tell you, listen, your English is good. There's not much we can do about it. You just have to kind of live on and wait, and your English is going to improve almost magically. It'll get better. But what they fail to recognize is the fact that you have to find your problem areas. You have to identify them and then focus upon them by a way of spoken English practice. Simple as that. Well, in reality, it's easier said than done. It's not that simple, but the very concept is simple enough. That's what I mean, right? Okay, thanks for watching this video. I hope I've been quite helpful to you, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.